We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I don't know. I don't think I have a favorite news subject to talk about. I think anything that creates good discussion, anything that you can talk about with other people that you can exchange ideas without getting angry at each other, and you can share opinions and broaden your own thoughts on things. I think those are the best subjects to talk about.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning now. 8:47. Three big things. Two Westar Energy workers dead after a fire at the state's biggest generating plant in northeast Kansas.
Two
people injured in vehicle fire in West Wichita.
One.
Police report on Riverfest first weekend. Just a few incidents. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The Kansas Turnpike saying that the toll plaza, the K-Tag lane only at the toll plaza, getting off of the Kansas Turnpike in East Wichita at Kellogg, that lane, that K-Tag only lane, is going to be closed for the rest of the week for repairs. The rest of those lanes are open, but the K-Tag only lane is going to be closed for the rest of the week. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 89 degrees. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 68. Then on Wednesday, sunny with a high of 94. So it looks like pretty good weather here for the next few days as we head into mid-Riverfest, into the end of Riverfest next weekend. Now partly cloudy, 69 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 9 miles per hour. A 24-year-old Wyoming college student says she stole more than $10,000 in store merchandise because she was doing research for a term paper on kleptomania. Now she's been sentenced to 5 years of supervised probation. Lydia Marie Cormaney had pleaded guilty to 2 counts of felony shoplifting and 2 counts of misdemeanor shoplifting. Cormaney was arrested at a Walmart June of 2017 with a cart full of nearly $2,000 in unpaid items.
Ooh, boo.
At the time, Gillette college student told officers she was working on a paper on the emotions people with kleptomania experience. When officers discovered she was only enrolled in a biology class,
She
was arrested. Yeah. They didn't buy the story there, I guess.
Yeah, and then rightly so.
The Miss America organization is dropping the swimsuit competition from its nationally televised broadcast, saying it will no longer judge contestants on their appearance.
Now, didn't they do this once before? Wasn't there a while back where they dropped the swimsuit and then their ratings went in the toilet and they brought it back?
I don't remember that, but it doesn't seem like a very good idea.
There was a time they did that.
For me, it doesn't seem like a very good idea, but what the heck? Gretchen Carlson, former Miss America, who is head of the organization's board of trustees, made the announcement this morning on Good Morning America, says the group will make changes in to the evening wear portion of the competition, adding it will not judge women on their chosen attire. Okay, the changes follow an email scandal in December in which former leaders denigrated the intelligence and personal lives of former Miss Americas. That led to a shakeup at the top, and the group's top three leadership posts are now held by women. Changes will start with this year's broadcast on September 9th.
There you go.
Good idea? I don't think so, but, you know, I like the, I guess it sounds kind of sexist, but I kind of like the glamour. The glamour is part of it. The appearance means something to me. I don't know. It is Miss America. It's not.
I don't know. I still suspect there will be plenty of glamour involved.
Okay. Just they won't be able to wear nice gowns or go in swimsuits.
Well, they can wear nice gowns.
I guess
they won't be judged on the quality of gowns.
Okay.
That will not be part of the judging process.
All right. 8:51 now. Steve and Ted. Stepping down from responsibilities at Koch Industries, editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, we just got news from Koch Industries that David Koch is going to be retiring, and it's because of health issues. We have a letter that Charles Koch, the chairman and CEO, and David's brothers sent out to employees today. It says, in October 2016, David announced that over the summer he was hospitalized and is now suffering from declining health. And Mr. Koch says, unfortunately, these issues have not been resolved and his health has continued to deteriorate. As a result, he's unable to be involved in business and other organizational activities. Because of this, David will be retiring from his responsibilities at Koch and other organizations. Once again, reading from a letter to employees from Chairman and CEO Charles Koch. We are deeply saddened by this as we miss David's insightful questions and his many contributions to Koch Industries. He was instrumental in building our chemical technology group 1,000-fold from a single product business. His guidance and loyalty, especially in our most troubled times, has been unwavering. David has never wanted anything for himself he hasn't earned, and his sole desire has always been to contribute. In recognition of his irreplaceable role in building Koch Industries, we are naming him Director Emeritus. So once again, news from Koch Industries today that David Koch, who has been in leadership and on the board for a long time, obviously, with Koch Industries, is going to retire, and it is because of health issues. Mr. Koch ends the letter to employees by saying, David has always been a fighter and is dealing with his challenge in the same way. Please respect his situation in your contacts with him. So once again, David Koch is retiring because of health issues from Koch Industries in Wichita, and we will have more on this throughout the day. Other news, Wichita Downtown Development Corporation says Wichita core area added 181 residents from 2017 to 2018. The population downtown in the 67202 area code now estimated to be 2,319. Friends has a new chief financial officer. Vernon DeLisa will begin his new job June 27th. And Angela Clark has a new job. Clark has, for the past 4 years, been product development manager at Envision. She is now director of development for a startup company in Pratt, Kansas, called AgAstra. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, in relation at Koch Industries, Charles Koch, of course, still there. Who's the driving force? I mean, who's... Is there any separation of how they do things there? Was two-headed monster, two-headed animal there with Charles and David, or how does
right?
That work?
David was in charge of different parts of the business, and Charles, of course, is the chairman and CEO.
Okay.
There is Dave Roberts, who is the president of Koch Industries.
Okay,
and so there are other people. Obviously, it's a huge company.
Yeah.
And so lots of people in charge of different parts of the divisions.
All right. We change up a little bit here and talk about National Veggie Burger Day. I don't know if you're a fan of the veggie burger. I've never even tasted a veggie burger.
I haven't had one that really was great for me.
What's the point?
They're not supposed to taste like beef, so what's the point? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so you're not going to celebrate Veggie Burger Day then, probably.
I'm afraid not.
All right, well, anyway, that's what it is. Hey, it's...
if you have to process the vegetables into a burger form, what's the point?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Come on.
All right, don't celebrate, for all I care. All right, guys, 8:55 now. Steve and Ted coming up at KNSS, 9 o'clock here at the top of the hour, our news. More homes destroyed in Hawaii volcano eruption. That's on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.